Tiger Woods is a champion once again. On Sunday, the golfer won the 83rd Masters Tournament in Augusta, Georgia. It's Woods' fifth time wearing the green jacket, but this is his first major title in more than a decade. Since Tiger Woods' last Masters win in 2005, he suffered numerous injuries and personal scandals that had many believing his career was over. Well, now he's nearing the record for the most major championships in golf history. For more, we're joined by Jeff Benedict, co-author of the biography Tiger Woods. Jeff, less than 2 years ago, Woods told his fellow golfers that he was done. I wonder how he ever managed this comeback.
That's not a simple answer. I mean, when you consider what he had to come back from, I think when he made that statement, he was looking at the fact that he'd had multiple back surgeries. He'd reached a point physically where he literally couldn't bend over and pick up soap in the shower or tie his shoes. It's almost hard to exaggerate or overemphasize the steepness of his fall. He had the physical disabilities, but he also had a fairly substantial personal setbacks that were well publicized. And so golf's a very mental game. And for him to come back both physically and mentally to where he was yesterday, I think it's fair to say it could be the greatest comeback in sports.
So, as you said, he had personal difficulties. He went through a divorce. He lost his sponsorships after it was reported he had had numerous extramarital affairs. It was a big fall from grace for a guy who was so much a beloved figure in the public eye. What did he do mentally and physically to come back?
I think one thing he did was he did something that you never see people do who are caught in that situation, is he faced the music in a very public way, and he didn't duck anything. And I think probably coming back from something like that doesn't happen overnight. It could take years, or most people don't come back at all. This is a man who is as down as a human being could be, not only in his profession, but in his personal life. And now he's actually back on top. It's taken him 10 years to get there. And I think that there's a lot of people who may not even care about golf who were cheering for him yesterday, and because there's something in that that people can relate to now, whereas no one could really relate to how great he was earlier in his career because nobody was like that. But there's a lot of people who've been through things that are hard. You look at this guy and you go, geez, you know, maybe I have a chance.
Has his game changed at all? I mean, I know you say it looked like the old Tiger in a good way. Is it different in any form?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things I think that makes him so unusual is how many times he's changed his game and modified his swing. I would compare it to Michael Jordan deciding he's going to shoot left-handed. I mean, when you're at the top of the profession and then you dramatically alter your swing in golf, it's just profound. Tiger Woods has had to do that since the back surgery, for sure.
So now Tiger Woods is within striking distance of the record for the most major championships in golf history. That would be 18. Jack Nicklaus currently holds that record. How well prepped do you think he is to setting the record?
Better than anyone who's ever played since Jack. This is a different Tiger Woods mentally than we've probably ever seen. And he's in great, great shape. I think, you know, the sky's the limit in terms of what he could do over the next few years, assuming he stays healthy.
That's Jeff Benedict, co-author of the biography Tiger Woods, along with Armin Gatayan. Jeff, nice to talk to you. Thanks.
Thank you very much.